Okay, in the Stone Chumashim, we're at the end of page 22, the last two words on the page. Okay, the last thing we're learning is that Adam remarried his wife Shais, because Lamech's wife said to him. Yeah, his wife Shais. That's a good point. Yes,
he married.
What? 22 all the way to the end. Yes, thank you. At least somebody's listening.
Would you like one?
No, thank you. Not today. Okay. Bottom line is that Adam remarried Chava. He was separated from her, according to Rashi, for 130 years. After he sinned, he was busy doing tshuva. He separated for 130 years. Lamech's wife said to him, "Hey, talk. Don't preach to us. Talk for yourself." And he went and he remarried, so to speak. He didn't remarry. He started living with Chava, and he had a kid, Shais. Okay, and then Shais had a kid by the name of Enosh, and then they started worshipping idols. Like we did speak, I think we mentioned this last week, that the Rambam says that they started, you still have from last week, by the way. It wasn't used.
I'm sorry.
Okay. They started worshiping idols, because first he said, let's give credence to the sun and the moon, and then from there they got to, okay. The next psukim, we're not going to spend too much time on, just a few of them, because it's basically names and amount of time that they lived. Okay, so the pasuk says now like this, Zeh Sefer Tel de Sodom, this is the book. Okay, literally means the book of the life of man. Okay, v'yayim b'rei elikim Adam, and the day God created Adam, v'dmus elikim asa eisei, in the image of God he made him. Okay, now, the Torah normally writes, Ela told us Sneach, Ela told us Yitzchak. Why does it say the concept of a sefer? Okay? Zeh Sefer, this is the book. There's a lot of interesting answers to this question. One is, you know, like they say, rabbis say this at funerals a lot of times. The life of a person is like a book. A book has a beginning, an end, and a middle. There's a person's life, there's a beginning of the life, and there's the end of the life, and there's the whole middle of the life. So actually a person's life is actually considered a book. Another thing is brought down that we mentioned in the past already, that the Zohar says Hashem gave Adam HaRishon a book that had the wisdom of the figuring out everything that existed in the world. Again, like we said last time, how did he know how to do anything? We know because that's what our father, grandparents, you know, for thousands of generations, but how did he know how to figure out? So it says the Sefer, it was given to him in Hashemayim, that all the wisdoms were there. Okay? And therefore, everybody learned all their traits, carpenters, agriculture, music, all from Adam HaRishon. Okay? Adam HaRishon taught his children all the, so they say, tricks of the trade, how to do the various different businesses. And the commentators explained, we found this guy was the first musician and this guy was, but they all did it for idol worshipping. But it all came, the wisdom of everything, musicians, agriculture, all the various different things, the carpenters, all the various things they did was taught from Adam to his children, but that was supposed to be used for the service of God. As generation progressed, they ended up using the wisdom that Adam gave them for idol worshipping and for negative things. Okay? Okay, another thing is that a person, it says, Zeh Sefer told us Adam b'yayim b'rei Hashem Elokim. This is another interesting point the commentaries explain. When you look at a person, look at another human being, you have to look at them as God's creation. Okay? Why is Hashem saying again? B'yayim b'rei elikim Adam, and the day God created Adam, okay? B'dmus elikim b'ra'isei. God created, every person is created in the image of God. Okay? Another thing, by the way, the Medrash says, what does it mean, the book of Adam? Told us Adam. Hashem showed Adam Arishan all future generations that were to come from him. It's a big man. Big video screen, I guess. Says, it implies that Hashem showed every generation with his sages, every generation with his leaders, and so on. So the Medrash says, when Hashem showed him the generation of David HaMelech, Hashem said he's going to live only for a few hours. 3 hours. So the Medrash says, God showed him King David, David HaMelech, and he said he's going to only live for 3 hours. So Adam Arishan said, can you change what he did? Can you change your mind? Hashem said, no, I can't. This is what he decreed. So Adam Arishan said, how long am I going to live? So Hashem told him, you're going to live 1,000 years. Don't forget, he was 130 at this time, right? Hashem said to him, you're going to live 1,000 years. So he said, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Bohem Shivim Shano, we say Shabbos morning and davening. The day of the life of a person is 70 years. Adam Rishon said to Hashem, you know what? If I donate 70 years of my life to David HaMelech, will he live the 70 years? Hashem said, if you're donating life, you'll die at 9:30, and David HaMelech will live 70 years.
Not so generous.
Huh?
Not so generous.
Well, he's supposed to be die. Okay. Why 70? Because the Pasuk Tilm says, Yimeshin Yiseinu Bohem Shivim Shana.
Why not more?
Wouldn't
additional days of David HaMelech...
Yeah, but then it's coming off from Adam. Then it's coming off from Adam Arishan.
So who's more important?
Adam Arishan.
At age 65?
But Adam has enough.
David HaMelech at 71?
No, there's a concept of 70 years, which represents the 7 meters, each one composed of 10. Okay, but Hashem made him. That means Hashem created him in the image of Hashem. What does it mean? What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk of Hashem, a person is created in the image of God? So it means two things. Number one, a person exists like God does. You know, animals, we learned this all the way back. Animals, the head and the rest of the body is on the same level. Correct? Which means the intellect and the heart, emotions, are on the same level. A person stands erect, so the head is above the heart, which means the intellect is above the emotions. What does it mean, above or not above? By a person, the intellect could control the emotions. By an animal doesn't run by intellect. It runs by instinct. But midas, animals, run by emotions. Okay? In fact, it says in Sfarim, a dog, man's best friend, is called Kelev. Kelev is two words. Chof is kulo lev. It's all heart. Because a dog, there's no intellect. Okay? A person is created in the image of God. So the head is on top. Correct? And then there's right, left, center, right, left, center. You know, the higher parts and the lower parts. So you have right hand, left hand, right foot, left foot, and then the middle parts, which represents, again, the 10 spheres, the way Ches is on the right, and Gvur is on the left, and Tiferes is in the middle, and so on and so forth. One second. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation means that he was created to be perfect, like Hashem is perfect. And another interpretation is, what do you mean we are created in the image of Hashem? Just like Hashem has free will, we have free will. When it comes to good and bad, we have free will. And that's why it says, the Pasuk says, Hashem created him in the image of God, which represents, and also there's another interpretation, that when you look at another person, you have to see that this is a creation of God. We learned many times the story in the Gemara. Belozer Rav Shimon was walking in the street. He was going, in fact, to become a Rav in a certain city. And he saw a very ugly person. And he said, ugh, look how ugly this guy is. So he said, go to the one that made me. get into the whole explanation what went on. But the bottom line is, what did the person tell him? Go to God. I'm in the image of God. Okay, therefore, there's no such thing as a bad, ugly person. I mean, we can make, but by nature, you look at another person, you have to see something created in the image of God. And therefore, you know, it's respected and so on and so forth.
Not what? Necessarily that physically Hashem, we are...
No, we don't look like God, by the way. No. Thank God not, no. Can you imagine if we look like God, what God would look like? Pretty sad. Nothing personal, by the way. What?
If we know about certain people in history, whatever, that use their godly image so well, so we're still supposed to look at those people that they're a creation of Hashem, but they just made not good choices? Is that
correct?
Challenge.
Okay, for about the 1,000th time we discussed this, is a person good and they do bad, or is a person bad and they do good? The old philosophical question. So Freud said, a person is bad and they do good. The Rambam writes, and Torah says, as this pasuk can say, we're created in the image of God. So if we're created in the image of Hashem, we're basically good and we do bad. We make bad choices. But the essence of the person is good, not bad. Okay, the essence is good and they do bad. It's not that the essence is bad and they do good. Because then we wouldn't be created in the image of Hashem. And the image of Hashem means oh, it's all good.
Well, wouldn't Hashem say after the flood, so people are bad? I mean,
what? Huh?
He said after the flood. I'm not going to kill them because what?
They're born with an evil inclination.
Yeah.
So it's not their fault when they do bad.
We could have said that before he killed
them. No, we'll see later. I don't know if we'll get there today. We're probably not. But before the flood, Hashem said, people are bad. Yes, people are bad. And therefore, I'm going to destroy them. People are born bad, and therefore, I will destroy them. That's what Hashem says at the end of Parshas Bereishis, okay? Yeah. Hashem says people are bad, and okay, I'm gonna destroy them. Hashem said everybody's bad, and it's only bad. I mean, all person wants to do is bad, and therefore Hashem said, let's destroy him. One second. At the end of the flood, after the flood, Noah brought a carbon, and Hashem says the same logic. A person is born bad. Therefore, so it's not his fault when they do bad. The same logic, Hashem, there's a logic. A person is born with evil. Okay? There's one logic. You can look at it two ways. You can look at it with a right eye, good eye, and say, listen, if he's born bad, what do I want from him when he's bad? What do I expect? Or another way to look at it with gvura, with severity and strictness, you can say, that guy's no good, throw him out.
But you just said people are good, but they do bad. So is it the Yetzirah you're talking about? Or
the Yetzirah is, as the Rambam writes, is not the person, it's something additional on the person.
Mm-hmm. So Yetzirah is bad, and people get...
But the Yetzirah is not the person. The person is not, that's what the Rambam, the whole chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam's unique concept is that a person is good and the Yetzirah is forcing him to go against his own nature. But that's what the Torah says. Because Hashem really said that before, earlier in Chumash, Hashem said he created man in the image of God. Why is he saying it again? Because now when he's talking about the creation of the world and the evolution of all the future generations, as Hashem says, you have to look at another person in a way that he's very good. Okay. Pasuk Beis. Zachor Nekeva Bram, he created them male and female. Okay? So what does it mean, created them? Adam didn't have a father or a mother or mother-in-law. Chava didn't have a father or a mother. So Hashem made them both equal. Okay? Meaning, at the beginning of creation, it's very important for people to know this. You know, who's better, men or women? Which one's better? No, please, the fifth. Okay. So, Hashem is basically saying, I created the human race, male and female simultaneously. In fact, remember we learned when Adam Rishon was created, according to many opinions, there were Siamese twins, connected back to back, and then Hashem separated them. Hashem shows that they're equal. The Ramban said, just like Hashem created them out of nothing, He created both of them out of nothing. Okay? Okay. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, the famous rule of Rabbi Akiva, after Echa Kamecha, love your neighbor as yourself, is the golden rule of the Torah. If you think about it, Kamecha doesn't only, Exodus explains this at great length, Kamecha doesn't mean as yourself only. Simply means love your neighbor as yourself. Kamecha as yourself. Exodus explains it much deeper. Kamecha is because he is yourself. If you have to reach, you should love your neighbor. Kamecha because he really is yourself. Where do we come from? We come from Adam HaRishon, right? Hashem created simultaneously male and female from Adam HaRishon. Correct? Mm-hmm. So it's like all people are two parts of the same body. It's like the right hand and the left hand. So it's not possible the right hand's going to hate the left hand, the left hand's going to hate the right foot, and like we said many times the example, a guy loves skiing, okay? He just loves to ski, okay? And he's all excited about his upcoming ski trip. And the day before he has to go skiing, he trips on his own foot. Nobody else did anything, okay? I don't see you to blame everybody else. The guy trips on his own foot, yeah? Just clots over himself, and he breaks his foot, and now he can't go skiing, yeah? Will that you ever see? So now the guy's life is ruined. He can't go on a skiing trip. Okay? You think he's going to stop beating up his foot? He's going to hate the foot. I hate you. I hate you. And I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And he beats him up. It's not going to happen. Why not? Because the foot is not a separate entity. The foot is you. Right? If you, how can you hate the foot? Maybe upset with the foot. You might be upset with the foot, but you can't hate the foot to be angry and start beating up the foot. And that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says, Kamecha, based on this pasuk. Hashem created mankind, men and women, and everybody else, equal. We're all part of one big body. Okay. Both were giving the same blessing. Man is not more in the image of God than women are. It's all the same thing. Okay, and Hashem blessed them, meaning, what did He bless them with? With the ability to procreate, to have more children. But, in other words, but He says more so. What the Torah is teaching us, procreation of mankind is not just a natural phenomenon. It comes because of the bracha from Hashem. Okay? It becomes mamish the bracha of Hashem, Because they were not born, Hashem nevertheless gave them the ability to have more children and all that stuff. Okay, Vayivar Vayikra Shmam Adam, He called their name Adam, B'yayim He bought them on the day they were created. Okay? Meaning like this, even Chava is called Adam. Adam is mankind. Okay? Her detailed name is Chava. But she is also man, Adam, the people. Adam means mankind, not only Adam as in Adam and Eve. It's, okay, he called them Adam and Chava. Okay, now it says like this. Why does it say they were called Adam? Why didn't God call them Yolodim? Kids. God created. You have a baby. You don't say you gave birth to a man. You gave birth to a baby. You say you gave birth to a lady. You gave birth to a girl. A baby. So it says, this is the source, what the Medrash says, that when Adam and Chava are created, they're full grown. They weren't, the day Hashem created Adam and Rishon, the Medrash says he looked like he was 20 years old. 20 years old means a full grown person. Chava was a full grown person. They were one day old, but they looked like they were 20. Okay? Okay, next. Vayechi Adam, and Adam lived, Shleishim and Ma'ashana, 130 years old. This is when he gave birth to Sheth, right? He created a good person, a baby in his likeness and image. By the way, this is again clearly from the biblical point of view. We did not come from monkeys or apes or whatever, because the pasuk says clearly, Hashem created Adam as a person, and Adam gave birth to in his image, in Adam and Chava's image. So the Torah clearly says God created Adam, not monkeys. He created monkeys also. But God created Adam, and Adam created children and children and children. We did not come from the monkeys. What?
In Hebrew, when you say Adam, when you say plural, it's just Adam, right?
What?
Not like Adam.
Plural of Adam.
There is no plural of
exactly.
Adam.
It's just one word. Okay.
I once saw a reason for it. For instance, ish, man, a person, the plural, there's a plural of ish, ishim. But Adam is only one. There's no plural in Adam. Because in the aspect of Adam, we learned, the pasuk says earlier, why was he called Adam? Because he came from the Adama. Right? Adam is the ground. The Shulchan Aruch Kaddish writes that the reason why he's called Adam is from the word Adameh La'elyin. He's similar to Hashem. So he's created Adam because Adameh. So again, this...
What is Adameh?
Similar, Domeh. Similar to Hashem. Which means like this. From one side, and this is the dichotomy of a person. From one side, we are earth, nothing, stepped on, the lowest of lowest. Or we could be Adameh La'elyin, we could be similar to God. So the choice is ours, whether to be super high or super low. No other creation in the world has that ability. They are what they're created. Right? Animals, inanimate, plant, animal, they are what they are and they cannot change it. They can't even become transgender.
But not
necessarily. Let me just finish. But people have the choice of Adama or Adameh. Well, so you have, explain, the neshama is Adameh, the body is Adamah, or, if you remember we discussed, why was Adam Rishon created last? From all the creations in the world, he was created last. And again, there's two explanations in Chazal. Mm-hmm. One reason the Medrash says, because if Adam will have ego, Hashem will tell him, even the bucks came before you, you were the last of all creation, even the Yitush. The mosquito that doesn't even give out waste, yeah, is before you, mean greater than you. Or it says, the other reason the Gemara says, is because when you have a king, you don't put a king on an empty lot and build a palace. Right? You build a palace. When everything is done, then you bring the king into the palace. Which shows the greatness of man, that we're the king, I am the king, you know, like this, I am the king. And therefore, so what is it? Are we king or are we lower than the bugs? Is that's our choice. Hashem says you could be like Hashem, you could be a king, or you could be garbage. That's only up to you. I created you in a way you could be either one. The challenge of a person is, of mankind, is to become godly, become Adam. To be the king. Okay. V'yukum v'ayimi ha'adam achnei ha'lidah sheish shmeinim ha'ashonu v'ayel banavonos. After he gave birth to Sheish, he lived 800 years. V'yukum v'ayel banavonos. By the way, the pasuk says by all these people, Adam had other kids. Adam had other kids. It said v'ayel banim u'banos. Clearly. He gave birth to other sons and daughters. But they're not relevant in the sequence of the Chumash, not for the teaching us By the way, all these things, like we mentioned last time, is to teach us how old the world is. How do we get to the Torah year that we're 5,779 years ago? Where does that come from? This is the biblical thing. From this parsha, we know how old what Adam was until Noah, and each generation, how old they was, what they were when they gave birth, and then we know to Avram, and from Avram, I mean, from to Noah, and then Noah to Avram, and then Avram, we have the whole story in Chumash, until Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we have historical events, historical facts. So that's how we know the age of the world. So the Torah is only teaching us their kids, besides another interpretation we'll get to soon, is to teach us the age of the world. So that Adam had a bunch of little kids running around, the big kids running around, is not relevant, not to Torah, not to lessons, and not to the age of the world. In fact, you know, it's going to say how long each of these guys lived. They lived really long before the flood. The Ramban says, the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim says, not everybody lived that long. The people the Torah mentioned lived long. The other kids, sons and daughters, not necessarily lived that long. We don't know. It doesn't talk about them. But he says it doesn't necessarily mean that they lived that long.
But we're all from
Sheth. All from Sheth. From Adam. A little secret. You want to get closer from all from Noach. I mean, it's a long time. Adam Rishon died. We'll make a cheshbon soon. Right before Noach was born. Noach never saw Adam. And interesting, Avraham Avinu, it says, Avraham ben Noach Shana Kmeis Noach. Avraham Avinu was 58 years old, Noach 58, when Noach died. So it's possible that they saw it. Avraham and Noach probably did see each other. I mean, the world wasn't that big. So Avraham and Noach maybe saw each other, depending where they, you know, where they lived. But Noach and Adam Rishon never saw Noach. He died before. Okay.
But the physical shape of the people, it was not like now. It was more like a monkey's than it was more than right now. No.
It says he gave birth to a baby in his image.
Okay. How tall was Moshe Rabbeinu?
The Gemara says 10 amos, 15 feet.
Okay.
How tall was Adam Rishon? The Gemara says 100 amos, which would be 150 feet. Now, as we mentioned, the commentators explain, it doesn't necessarily mean literally. 100 is the number of completeness. Avraham Adam Rishon was 100 amos tall. But it doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't, it's a discussion in the commentaries. If it's literal, or it says Adam Rishon, one opinion, the Gemara says, Adam Rishon was as tall from the earth to the heaven. That's more than 150 feet, by the way. A lot more than 150 feet. But again, does it mean literally? Not necessarily.
My show is 15. What would that be?
10 amos.
I know, but 100 makes sense. It's complete. Why 15? If it's not literal.
No, 10 amos.
10 amos.
10 amos. In feet, it's 15 feet. The Adam Rishon was 100 amos. But 10 is also complete.
Yeah.
Okay. Vayi kol mei Adam asher chai all the days of Adam which he lived, shamei shan and shloishim shana v'yomas. 930 years, then he died. Okay. Who buried him?
Adam?
Yeah, who buried him?
Adam.
She might have killed him. I don't know if she buried him.
Well, he had kids.
Okay, so, yeah, what she did's kids. You know how many generations he... So, in Seder Eilam, which is a Medrash, they bring down Chaneich buried him. Later on, we're going to get to Chaneich. Guy Chaneich. Vayisale Chaneich Esolikim. Okay. Another opinion says, the Zohar says, that Hashem buried him.
Wow.
Now, why was he buried in Maris HaMachpelah? So the Medrash says that he saw, other Rishon saw a light. Whatever that means. He saw a light in that area, and he realized it's a holy place. So he said, I want to be buried there. But it says that when he got buried, he didn't want to make, people should make a shrine out of his grave. So he built it very deep down. You know, with the layers and layers on top of it, that nobody should, and there's no shrine of Adam Rishon. I mean, Adam Rishon is buried in Marsha Machpelah, but even in Marsha Machpelah, you have, Avram and Yisrael, which are also not the real places of the graves. The graves are all the way down. But there was no, so one opinion says Chanech buried him.
And has this handwriting, the names on their side, the outside of the wall.
So
there's no way.
Before you walk in?
Yeah, to the right. You know, some people say they're buried underneath there, but they're still under the ground. They're not in the building.
You know, when you come into Marsha Machpelah, before you go, there's a little, where the building ends, mm-hmm. Not where you go into the main entrance. Okay, when the Friedrich Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael, the previous Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael, he went to Marsha Machpelah, he davened there. Not inside, he davened outside. So they say that was the closest place to the Kfar, I don't know, whatever it was, it's unclear what the story is. But Marsha Machpelah, they're buried very deep down, nobody knows exactly where they're buried. Okay. Now it says, Vayomas, they died. Now it says like this, when Adam died, Chava didn't know what to do with him.
So he died before
Chava? Yeah. Well, listen. So it says like this. She petitioned Hashem that she, since she came from his side, and they were together in Gan Eden before they were driven out, Hashem should not separate them when they died. So what happened? And that she be buried together with them. She raised up her eyes to Hashem and said, "Dear God, receive my soul," and she died. Wow. So Adam and Chava died, according to the Zohar Chodesh, died the same day. What a wonderful couple.
It's a tearjerker.
Huh?
It's a tearjerker.
It is a tearjerker. But, you know, it's interesting. So then, Chava was buried, Marsha Machpelah, next to Adam. And it says, the Zohar says, Adam prepared the thing very deep within the earth, that his sense shouldn't make it. He found a spot where he noticed a small light shining forth and became attracted to it. Okay. And the Zohar says like this. He quotes it in the English here. When a man dies, he is presented to Adam, whom he accuses of being the cause of all mankind's death. Okay. A guy dies, he goes up to Adam Rishon, and he blames Adam that he died. Because death came because of Adam Rishon. So Adam reputes it and says, "True, I committed one sin, but is there even one among you who is not guilty of more than one sin? What do you want from me? I sinned once. Look how many times you sinned. Don't stop complaining that I'm the cause of your death." Mm-hmm. But by the way, there are four people, the Mercer and Barbasra, there's four people that only died the Ithya Shel Nachash. There are four people that the only reason they died was because that Hashem decreed death at the time of Adam Rishon's when he sinned. So where are they? It's Binyamin. David Amalek's father, Yishai, yeah. Binyamin, Amram, Yishai. Here it is. Amram, Levi, Binyamin, and Yishai. Some say also Kolov, who was David HaMelech's son. That means he only died because death was decreed on the world. Otherwise he wouldn't have died. They had no sins of their own that they should really die from.
I thought it said that Hashem grabbed Enoch before he could...
Sin. Well, we're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
We don't know about him yet.
That's a different thing, though. This is...
So was Binyamin Amram Levi...
Amram, Levi, Binyamin, Yishai.
Yishai's David Amalek's
father. David Amalek's father.
Wasn't there like something that happened though at the house that...
He never sinned.
But wasn't there like that whole story about...
They thought David Amalek was a mamzer.
So what about, was that...
That's not a sin from his part.
What about that girl that was like, I think it was Yaakov's grandfather?
Sarach Basasher.
Oh, yeah.
One opinion says she never died, she went alive to Gan Eden.
Yeah.
That's what the...
In Iran.
Did she
have it? She buried in Iran, next to Mordechai in Esther, yeah.
She ascended it.
I told you, the Me'iri writes... The Me'iri writes that Mordechai and Esther are not buried in Iran. The Me'iri writes that the Mordechai and Esther are buried in Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, I don't want to ruin the Persian culture that they're buried in Iran. I didn't say anything. I just said the Me'iri writes. The Me'iri is Rishon. The Me'iri is Rishon. The Me'iri writes, I saw brought down that, I didn't see the Me'iri at all. I saw brought down the Me'iri that the Mordechai Nestor also buried in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, what sin they did?
Huh?
What kind of sin they did that they died?
They had us as kids. Okay. They had us as kids. Okay. Vayichi. Okay. So now it's going like this. So now Sheth lived Chamesh Shana Mashana, 105 years. He gave birth to Enish. Vayichi Sheth Achrei Leidus Enish Sheva Shana Mashana Mashana. So Sheth lived after he gave birth to Enish 7 years and 807 years. Vayele Banim Abanis. Vayichi Kol Meshes. How much did Sheth live? Shteimes Rishon Shamei Shana Vayamis. So Sheth lived 912 years. Vehi Enish Tishma Shana gave birth to Canaan. Enish, after he gave birth to Canaan, lived Chameshes Rishana Shmeinu Meir Shana 815 years and gave birth to sons and daughters. So how much did Enish live? Chameshanim Utshamei Shana. 905 years. But he was, began the idol worshipping stuff in the days of Enish. Vehi Canaan Shivim Shana. Canaan lived 70 years and gave birth to Malalel. After he gave birth to Malalel, he lived 840 years, gave birth to sons and daughters. So how much long did Canaan live? 10 years, 910 years. Very amazing. Okay, they lived very long. What did they do a whole time? It doesn't say.
What?
Huh? Yeah, but come on. They didn't have, oh my, I don't know what they did. What entertainment? They didn't have ball games. They didn't have sports. They didn't have...
No TV.
Chess.
No, chess, it's a question when chess came
that's
about.
What they were doing.
Huh?
Actually, the Persians invented chess.
That's what the Persians say, yeah.
It was a gift to Persia.
Some opinions say the Chinese made chess, and some people say Shlomo HaMelech made chess. And they could all be true. But Shlomo HaMelech was in Persian, by the way. Vayichimalal chameshon v'shishim shana v'yedle sodid. Yodid. Malal gave, okay, let's go. Vayimalal achrei l'siyadid shleishim shana v'yishmei meyishon v'yedle banim vanis. After he gave birth to Yeri, he lived 830 years. So how long did Malal live? Chamesh v'tishim shana v'yishmei meyishon v'yomis. This guy lived less. He lived only 895 years. He didn't make it to the 900 year mark. Vayichiyadid shtayim v'shishim shana mas. He lived 162 years of gave birth to Chanech. Okay? Yared lived after Chanech, 800 years, he gave birth to kids. How long was Koyume Yared? Shtayim v'shishim shana shomei shana v'yomis. Okay, so he lived 962 years. Okay? So Yared, okay, lived longer than other men. He lived 962 years. Vayichi Chanech lived 65 years, gave birth to Mesusholach. Okay? Vayisalach Chanech Asolakim. Chanech was going in the way of Hashem. All the people were worshipping idols already, like we learned before, starting from Enish. Okay? So Chanech gave birth, was, Vayisalach Chanech Asolakim. Chanech followed in the ways of Hashem. Achrei Leidus Mesusholach, after he gave birth to Mesusholach, which was, by the way, at 65, he lived Shleish Meyashana only 300 years. So he lived altogether 365 years. It says, Vayihi Koyimei Chanech, so how long did Chanech live? Chamesh V'shishim Shana U'Shleish Meyashana. He lived only 365 years. And the Pasuk says, I'm going to say in a second, Vayisala Chanech Asolakim, Chanech was going in the passage of Hashem, even though it said it before, okay? But it shows going with Hashem, and Vayinenu, and he stopped existing, Kilakach Eisei Elokim. Okay? God took him away. So, this is an interesting thing over here, what happened with Chaneich. Now, Rashi says, by the way, Vayeshalich Chaneich, for those of you that know Hebrew, it doesn't say Vayahalich Chaneich Eisei Elokim. Vayeshalich is a little passive, meaning he needed help to go in the way of Hashem. But Chaneich was a borderline tzaddik. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, here, tzaddik hoya v'kal b'dayti loshiv l'arshia. He could have become a sinner very easily. He was like borderline tzaddik. So he was a tzaddik. He followed God. He didn't worship idols like everybody else did, but it was easy for him to become a Rosh. So Hashem said, you know what? Let him die innocent. Let him die a tzaddik. But the Pasuk says here an interesting thing. The Torah says, Vayisalech Hanech HaSolikim Veinenu. He's just not there. Okay? So what does it mean, Veinenu? So it says like this. Hashem took him. He mysteriously disappeared, and only Hashem knew who he was.
Doesn't that make him even...
No, one second. So, other Mepharshim say, why does the Torah repeat twice that he was Vayisalach Hanecha Solikim, that he went in the way of God? Why does it say it twice? Because Mepharshim say, some people will say, you know, the way wicked people think, why did Chaneich die so young? Because he was wicked. So the Torah is emphasizing it didn't die young because he was wicked. On the contrary, he died young because he was following Hashem, but it was easy for him to become a Rosh again.
So he didn't die, he just went up?
It doesn't say he went up, he mysteriously disappeared. By the way, this Chaneich, you know there's a Malach called Matat? Okay. Here brings down Targum Yenison says, not Targum Unkel, Targum Yenison says, Chaneich died and he became a Malach. Matat. Became, because he was a great person, so he became Matat.
What's so special about Metatron?
He's a pretty good Malach.
So okay. Doesn't it make him a bigger tzaddik if it was easy for him to?
Yeah, but Hashem didn't want him. There's a philosophy in Torah, like by the Ben Seder, the Meir, by the rebellious son. The Torah says, kill him while he's still innocent, rather than wait until he becomes a Russian and they'll get killed. Hashem likes to take people away from the world. But it's interesting. Chaneich, the commentary is being out like this. The Medrash says, Chaneich was the seventh generation from Adam. Just like David was the seventh son of Yishai. Yishai had a lot of kids, right? David HaMelech was the seventh. This is what the Medrash called Shvi and Chaviven. All seventh are precious. Okay, so it says Chaneich was the seventh generation. Moshe was the seventh generation from Avram. David was the seventh son of Yishai. Okay? Even though, the Medrash says, even though the whole generation of Chaneich worshipped idols, he didn't. And he taught people to walk in the ways of Hashem. And he says he did turn a lot of people to good. And that's why they say, Vayisaleh Chaneich HaSolekim. Other meaning, not only did he keep the way himself, he preached godliness and, you know, no idol worshipping to, that he taught others. And he brings down Der Cherzuta, the Medrash says, that Chaneich is one of the nine righteous men that entered Gan Eden without suffering death. Because it doesn't say he died. Right? So one of the Leon Navi, Sarach Basashar, but the Chaneich, it doesn't say, Kiloka Chayseelikim, Hashem took him. He didn't feel the pangs of death, and therefore it shows that he was actually a very, very great person. Okay, okay, Rashi says he died natural death. Okay, the Sage. Okay. So basically Hashem gave him the spiritual life instead of the physical life. That's what Hashem basically did. Okay, but if you see in the chart at the bottom, Adam Rishon died. You see on page 25 at the bottom, right? Okay. Adam died in the year 930 from creation. When was Noach born? 1056. See, his father Lamech was born 874. So Lamech still saw Adam Rishon for 26 and 30, 56 years. But Noach was the first one of this lineage to be born after Adam Rishon died. So Adam never saw Noach. Noach never saw Adam.
Hashem did the flood after the Adam because he didn't want Adam to see the
flood. No, the flood was much later. Yeah. Adam died 930. Noach was born 1056.
Years
and 600 years later was the flood. Noach was 600 when the flood happened. Right? Yeah, that's doesn't the parsha. That means it was in the year 1656. It was, and Adam Rishon died in 930. It was way after the flood. Like 700 years.
Yeah.
So, based on this, Noach Adam saw Sheis, Anish, Kena, Malal, Yered, Chaneich, Mesushalach, Lemach. Adam Rishon saw... Adam Rishon was a great, 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 great grandfather. He saw eight generations. No, sorry.
Sons.
Huh?
Great, 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 great son.
Right. Well, if you live that long, what do you expect? What's the problem with that? The Torah says, by the way, in this week's parsha, last week's parsha, it's interesting, human nature. How far does a father or mother, doesn't matter, have pity on their offshoots? To how many generations? So it says, when he made a deal with Avimelech, he said, Lunini ulenegdi. Okay? So it's grandchild. Neched is grandchild, Nin is great-grandchild, right? In Hebrew. So, the Gemara, Rashi says, Ad kan rachmi ha'av ala ben. For four generations, you still feel the closeness of parents, like parents and grandparents and grandkids. But great-grandkids, you still... But after that, it's like... Now you don't care. It's not the... It's not the close relationship that...
It's not happening right now anyway, so...
Why? There are people that have great-great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren, but they don't have great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great
out. If you belong in certain communities, you marry off your kid at 16. Okay, you got married at 16. Okay?
So,
okay, we're good. At 13. Good. 16, and then you have a kid at 16 or 17, and then they got married at 16. I mean, you just make a cheshbon. You could be 50 years old and a great, great, great grandfather already.
When Abraham was buying the son of Kala, Rashi says he was thinking for his son and his grandson, just two generations after him.
His son and his grandson, yeah. Because he knew only four pairs are going to be buried there. He knew that was called Maris Kiryat Arba, Rashi said, because four pairs were buried there. Okay. Next. Okay, Vayim Mr. Shalach. Okay, page 26 on top. Mr. Shalach lived Shava Ushmainim Shana 187 years, gave birth to Lamech. Okay, now we all know Mr. Shalach lived the longest. Right? But Yared didn't do too bad, 962. But Mr. Shalach was still longer. After gave birth to Lamech, 82 and 700 years. He gave birth to, okay. But he called me Mr. Shelach. Hello, the Mr. Shelach live. Teisha v'shishim shana, u'shrame yashana. 69. Yared lived 962. Mr. Shelach lived 969. Okay, now, according to the Medrash, number one, the Yalkut, the Medrash says Mr. Shelach was a great tzaddik. In fact, okay, according to Seder Elam, this Mr. Shelach learned under Adam for 243 years. Okay? Because again, Mr. Shelach was still alive because Noach wasn't born yet. He learned for him for 243 years. The seven links, okay. His right was said, the angels eulogized him, and the flood, this is what I want to say, Rashi brings down. After Hashem said, bringing the flood, it says Hashem waited another 7 days to begin the flood. Why did Hashem delay the flood another 7 days? Because Mr. Shelach died right before the flood. And to eulogize in 7 days, Hashem held back destroying the world because of Mr. Shelach.
He should rest in peace.
Everybody should rest in peace. Whoever died should rest in peace. Okay. So that's it. The Lemach is the oldest guy, okay? Now we're coming into...
Mr. Shelach was the oldest guy.
What did I say?
Lemach.
I'm sorry, Mr. Shelach. You know why? Because it's so Lemach, okay? Vayichi Lemach, Shtayim Ushmeinim Shana, Lemach lived 82 years, 182 years, and he gave birth to a ben, a son, okay? Now, normally, if you notice until now, it doesn't say Vayelid ben. It says, Mr. Shelach gave birth, Lemach. Lemach, everybody else, Vayolad, Lemach. This name, right? Here it says Vayelid ben. He gave birth to a son. Vayikra Shmei Noach Leimer. And he called him Noach. Why does the Torah say Vayelid Ben? Different than all the other psukim. So, Rashi says, very simple. What does it mean Vayelid Ben? Ben comes with boneh. Build. Noach rebuilt the world. After the flood, Noach rebuilt the world because this is the one that's going to be rebuilt. And that's why it said Vayelid Ben. Okay. Now, Mefarshim explain, Noach was the first one that really lived up to the concept of being a son, to being a child, and the Lemach did not name his child immediately at birth. Okay, Daskein in Valetesis brings down an interesting medrash. Normally, the day, don't forget, there were no bris milas going around, right? There was no circumcision yet. All the other people gave birth, named them right away the name. Lemach didn't. Vayelid ben. Later it said, Vayikra Shmei Noach Leimer. So it says that Mr. Shelach told him, Mr. Shelach was a tzaddik. He knew Noach was going to be a tzaddik. He said, don't call him a name yet. Because all the sorcerers are going to come and make a spell upon him if they know his name. So don't give him a name yet. I don't want any spell on him. Let him be. Okay? You have to know the correct name. So by the way, accordingly, this is what the Medrash says, Mr. Shelach named him Noach, but Mr. Shelach advised Lemach to call him Menachem publicly.
Menachem?
Yeah. Noach is the root of Menachem. And he said, why? Okay, let's see the part. Zayin Achameinu, this will bring us rest from our work. Okay. What does this mean? Noach was the inventor of the plow. How did people plow before Noach? With their hands. He was an inventor. He built an ark. He had to be a good carpenter also. Took him a long time to do it, 120 years, but he finally got it done.
But he was alone, no?
Yeah, the Rebbe explains what took him so long is he had to do it by himself. Well, today if it takes 120 years, not a problem, because by the time you get all the permits, it's anyway 120 years. But Noach didn't even have permits to get in those days. He didn't have City Hall and, you know,
what
everybody.
About the children?
Huh?
What about the kids?
Which kids?
His sons.
They didn't help him.
No.
They're 100 years old at the time of the flood, yeah?
Right.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. First of all, they weren't born yet, necessarily, when he started building the Teva. Because he was 500 years old when he gave birth to the kids. Okay. But when was the last time a kid helps the a teenager helps the father?
Mendel Schisterman.
Okay. Talking about normal people. Which kid? No, the explanation is why Taka didn't they help him? Because Hashem said, Asay Lecha. The mitzvah was you had to do it. Hashem didn't say Asay Teva. Hashem didn't say make an ark. Hashem said Asay Lecha Teva. So Noach understood it to mean he had to do it all by himself. And the Rebbe explains in Pshat, not in Medrash, because he gave him 120 years to the people to do tshuva. Why did it take Noach, okay, we're not there yet, but why did it take Noach 120 years to build the Teva? Because do you know what it is? He had to schlep the wood 300 amos long, 50 amos wide. Okay, you're talking about 300 feet long, 75 feet wide. You know what it is to schlep a board? And then you had to nail it in, or whatever he did, I guess he nailed it in. So, it took a very long time to do it.
Were the sons of Noah's triplets?
No. You mean were they born the same year? We'll get to that later if it's...
It sounds like they all were born when he was 500.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, Shem, Chum, and Yafis is not the order anyway. Yafis is older than Shem and Chum. So it's... Okay, you know, we'll leave here by Noach, and then Mitzvah Shem next week we'll do Noach.
Wow. That was just amazing.